Well, it's time for the Africa Report, and joining us on the line from Nairobi, Kenya, we have Dio Gumba. He is the regional coordinator for the Institute for Security Studies in the East Africa and the Horn region. Dio, thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Let me correct that. I am the coordinator for the ENACT project.
All right.
Yes, in East and Horn of Africa.
Thank you so much for that. Now, what does the recent France 24 report on Mombasa being a new drug trafficking hub mean?
It means many things. One is that this region, the Mombasa has been coming up as a regional hub for the trafficking of heroin, especially. But also because of that, the dealers, those who have been trafficking heroin, have also been dealing in cocaine. I would like to remind you about last year when one of the two brothers from a family that had been suspected for a long time of being involved in drug trafficking in Mombasa was arrested and taken to the U.S., extradited to the U.S. to face charges there. One of them has already been sentenced, and another one is waiting for sentencing in November. But what that means is that a lot of information that was previously unknown is now coming to light, and more information is being produced. And a good report that was done recently by France 24 actually gives an insight into how that happens, especially through the ports that are rarely properly policed by the government. Boats, small boats, are used to offload the drugs from the ships, and then those boats then, deliver the drugs. And then once it is on land, then there is a lot of there are a lot of options. They can either be the drugs can either be taken to South Africa and then transported from there, because it would be a destination that is not very that is not suspect, and then other destinations would be Dubai, then to Europe, but most almost all the drugs end up in Europe. So it is a question of convenience that Nairobi is an easy conduit for the drugs. And this has been covered a lot by the project that I work, that I coordinate in this region. We have a report on our website, the ENACT website, that actually talks about the development and how the region has become a conduit for heroin, especially into the region. We also have another report that talks about what that portends for the region, and that report actually says that East Africa will be a leading region for the not only for the transit for drug traffickers, but also a region where drugs is consumed the most in Africa.
Now, moving on to South Sudan, will a government of national unity be formed?
It is looking increasingly unlikely that the 12th November deadline for the formation of a unity government in South Sudan is not going to be achieved. And That is because of a number of reasons. The first reason is that there is a cantonment of all the armed forces, and actually there was an agreement on a 30th September deadline for the training and the redeployment of all the armed forces, so that a unified military can be formed. And there was a ceiling that was set by the agreement, which was 50% of all the of the total number of these forces, and they are estimated to be about 83,000, and that has not been done yet. The second thing is that there was supposed to be a special force that was supposed to be set in place to ensure the security of all the members of the government, and that specialized force, which needed to have about 3,000 soldiers, needed to have been put in place before the government is set up, and that would have allowed the likes of the head of the opposition, SPLM in opposition, to return, that is Riek Machar. Now that has not happened. The third thing is that there was supposed to be an agreement on the administrative states in the country. You would remember that in 2015, there were 32 states that were set up to replace the 10 that were existing before 2015, and that is around the time that there was a civil war going on. So at the height of the civil war, President Salva Kiir set up these 32 states, but that has been a source of a lot of debate, and the opposition is not in agreement, claiming that some of the states are going to be used to, to marginalize certain areas. So, because of the way the borders have been created, so for those three reasons, it is very unlikely, even with the visit of the UN Security Council members in South Sudan, I don't see how that is going to happen. And of course, you would remember that there are still they're still fighting. There are still pockets of fighting that is going on, especially in certain areas. Like Torit State and others. So with this fighting going on, it is very difficult for members of the opposition to come back and to feel safe and to, you know, set up a government of national unity. So it is a difficult one.
Very quickly, dear, we're almost out of time. What are the implications of the wavering Rwanda-Uganda diplomatic talks?
The implications are mainly regional, because their disagreement has actually been a problem for regional integration and regional trade, because Rwanda's goods pass through Uganda to reach Kenya, and the East African community has been trying really hard to turn the region into a customs union, and their disagreement, which has led to the closing of the border between Rwanda and Uganda, makes it difficult for the operationalization of such an agreement and such things. Therefore, that actually, reverses the clock for the East African community, and it is very difficult for the East African community to, you know, operate as a cohesive region and a cohesive regional economic community, so that the things that have been planned can happen. But also, it is also a threat to Eastern Congo, where the two countries have been known for years to support opposing groups. And no wonder, you know, you hear about incidents like the recent one, that there was a grenade attack in along the border between Rwanda and Eastern Congo. Yeah. So that's an area that can easily, where these disagreements, these diplomatic disagreements, can easily play out violently.
All right, Dio, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.